The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Oh, go, go. Yeah, let's go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air for Saturday, October 19th, looking at 52 degrees. Let's think warm weather stuff. My name is Danny Clayton, looking over there. My well-traveled buddy, Rose Gray. Hey, Rose.
I had a whole week off. What are you talking about?
You were off?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go anywhere. It was really lovely.
Well, it's kind of funny because you and I are Facebook friends, and I do pay attention to what you say, and you put lots of memes up that talk about experiences versus stuff. And I really do like that stuff because when it's all said and done, I don't think anybody says, gosh, I sure wish I would have, you know, put, mowed my lawn one more time. Yeah, it's more like, yeah. I saw the Andes. I, you know, had tea in Barcelona. Yeah. I saw some whales breach in the Pacific.
All of the above. And it's not for everybody. On occasion, I have conversations with people who feel like if you can't, at the end of the day, count your stuff and see it, it's meaningless. But I walk away from those people typically.
I've done it both ways. I kind of like the experience way. So Fox World Travel is a company that's been around a long, long time.
Since 1960.
Second generation company? Is it
third generation?
Third generation company. Okay, so
yep.
Not going anywhere. They do business travel and they do vacation travel. And on this show, we talk vacation travel.
Because we're the sexy side of travel.
do you mention that to the business people?
All the time.
Well, I will tell you this. You know, when you got your business people out, same like with travel, something goes haywire, somebody needs to rescue them, and that's what your business side does.
And, you know, I do sit in meetings with the business side of our company on occasion, and I marvel at the technology that they have innovatively put in place for all of our corporate accounts and how they can find somebody at the drop of a hat, or we have a global event and we need to be able to find where everybody is for a company and we can run queries and do that in nanoseconds.
Sure.
It's frightening.
Well, and just, you know, to have a partner that can take care of business travel, like, okay, when the 737 MAX came out of rotation and they weren't flying those anymore, that did put pressure on the airlines that were flying those, and there were less flights. I mean, and you got to deal with that.
We do. And what was really cool is I was with business travel people at Northwestern Mutual, which is one of our very big accounts, and when it all happened, and to watch the wheels go into motion as far as how they were going to handle this and how they were going to reach out to everybody and let them know that we've got you covered, we are figuring this out, don't worry. And man, it was, again, I just kind of stood back with my mouth open going, wow, we're great.
Catching flies.
We're great.
So Rose is here. You can join us at 414-799-1620, Accudent Mortgage talk and text line. Destinations, they've got a bunch. They do Alaska, Hawaii, the Caribbean, Mexico, Europe, others. River cruising getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There are more and more ways to do that. There's exotic locations. I mean, there's South Africa. There's Egypt. Whoever thought that we would be going to Croatia for vacations?
Right.
Yeah.
All of it. The world just keeps getting smaller, but that just means we have more opportunities to see more destinations. And man, I don't like to call it a bucket list. I like to call it my travel wish list. I want to start checking stuff off. That's what I want to do.
You can barely have anything left on that.
Oh, I get pretty much. And I'm going to do a little teaser thing that they all hate at the home offices when I do this. But you know, one of my destinations I haven't been to yet is Antarctica, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right, we're going to break. We're going to be back. Got a text question already for you. Stand by for that. 414-799-1620. That's our number. That's the Accudent Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
915 at WTMJ. 52 degrees. Let's look at that weather forecast. 61 for the high today. Increasing clouds today. Slight chance for isolated showers this afternoon. 46 for the low tonight with those isolated showers. Good one tomorrow. Packer watching weather. Sunny, pleasant, and 63. And then Monday, kind of starts to dip. 62 for the high. Windy, scattered showers. Tuesday is only 52. Wednesday is only 50. And we're sitting at 52 degrees at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is here. Rose Gray is here. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line is here at 414-799-1620. Where are you going? What are you doing? We want to know. Here's a text question. I didn't run this by you, so I'm going to surprise you.
Okay, hit me with your best shot.
Rose, family staying at El Dorado Royale over the holidays. What restaurants there are not to be missed? Are reservations needed? First off, where's El Dorado Royale?
El Dorado Royale is the resort that still, I'm waiting for somebody to top it, is my favorite resort in the Riviera Maya, owned by some very good friends of mine, Joe and Dolores, I've known for over 30 years, managed by a company called Charisma with a K. It is an adult only all-inclusive, but it's gourmet inclusive.
Is that the place that you, Dave Spano, and Tom Faza went?
It is. It is.
Okay, we call that the Leave Danny Behind tour. But anyway, you raved about it. Spano raved about it. Faza raved about it.
Yeah, so a couple of the places you can get buzzers. The Asian Fusion restaurant there, you just go and you get one of those buzzers and you walk right across the street, right across the sidewalk, and you have a cocktail and they buzz you and you go in, kind of a thing. One of the places that you do need reservations for is La Fuentes, which is the show cooking restaurant. And I would not miss that. You can pay an additional, I think it's up to $50 now, for a wine pairing to go with it. I would do it, but that's just me. And that one is only some of the nights during the week, and that is one that you definitely need reservations for.
Okay. All right. Very nice. So when are you going back?
Hopefully. Well, remember, now that is adjacent to Generations, which is the family resort that my grandson seems to think we have to go to every year. Well, the year is fast dwindling here, and I don't have a trip planned with the grandson yet. So there may be an opportunity for me to be at Generations, because after Generations comes a beautiful cathedral, and then after that cathedral comes,
I don't know,
the new Nickelodeon.
Oh.
So there's going to be two family resorts squeezed in there between this cathedral.
Won't that be nice?
I like it.
Let's head to Waukesha. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Rose, I got a question for you. So my wife and I are celebrating our 50th birthday together in January, and we're looking to get away, head down to Mexico. I kind of got to fly using a particular airline because I have a massive amount of points. So it looks like we're going to be landing in Cancun somewhere, and just looking for some recommendations. We were thinking about Playa, Cancun, or even, is it pronounced Isla Mujeres, the island outside of Cancun?
Yeah, Isla Mujeres. So, first of all, what a great segue. The text question that I just answered was about the Riviera Maya. And in the Riviera Maya would be the fabulous El Dorado Royale, which is the gourmet inclusive resort that I absolutely love. In that family of brands, there is also a beautiful, beautiful El Dorado Seaside Resort that you could look at. And then there's also El Dorado Maroma. Now, El Dorado Maroma would not be as big and sprawling a property. And on occasion, if we haven't done qualifying of our customer very well, we may send people there that end up being a bit bored, because it is on the most beautiful stretch of beach in all of Mexico, but it is very small and very secluded and somewhat romantically boring, if I can say it that way. So,
see, my wife and I are extreme opposites, Rose. My wife can sit on a beach for 8 hours, and I need to roam about every hour. So we're looking for some place that has a swimmable beach, some activities on the properties, and then the availability to do activities off the property also.
Well, I think you may still then want to look at El Dorado Maroma, and I will tell you why. Because it is adjacent to the property that is also owned by Joe and Dolores, that is Maroma Marina. And there they have speedboats, jet skis, ATVs, horseback riding, a bar with swings, and you can get there by walking from your resort. So you could go do some activity.
Michael would run from the resort and then he would wait for his wife.
So you may want to even still look at that one, because that's a really good option for people who are exactly, as you described yourselves, polar opposites when it comes to activity levels.
Rose, is it warm enough down in that area during January, late January? So we're actually going to cross into February.
Yeah, you should be okay. Yep. See, I know exactly where you're going with this, because sometimes we have people that go there first couple of weeks of January, and it is not south enough sometimes for it to be Caribbean hot
is
that we're looking
70
for.
70 at least, though?
But it's in the 70s. Okay. And at night it cools down. But by the time you're there, things are warming up dramatically. So I don't know that you'll have any issues there at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, that's a good choice. Isla Mujeres, awesome new area. Lots of, you gotta take a little bit of a ride to get there. But Isla Mujeres is kind of like the new up-and-coming spot. You know how a lot of times these regions have to move around a little bit because they're, because it gets overpopulated or gets, you know, everybody's been to these resorts already and that kind of a thing. So sometimes we do get that. But there's a couple of really, there's a Westin on Isla Mujeres that I don't know that would be an all-inclusive, but that would be a good one. There's a couple other ones that are kind of up in that area that you might want to take a look at, too. The best thing to do, all of our agents are super, super knowledgeable when it comes to properties in this area, because we school them on a yearly basis. So give one of them a call and find out what's going on and what's on sale and what they might recommend. So 866-GO-FOX-GO, and see what, if they can, because I'm not that familiar with Isla Mujeres. It's kind of a new-ish. Hey, maybe that's where I need to go.
I don't think you've ever even mentioned it.
Yeah. My daughter has been there a couple of times, and lots of people now are going north to Isla.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, Michael. Appreciate the call. Happy 50th for you and 40th for your wife.
Exactly.
No, actually, you said they're both turning 50, but 40 is what you want to say. Yeah. There you go. And by the way, public service announcement, it's Sweetest Day today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back
in a bit.
I have nothing.
Fox. Yes, you do. Fox World Travel Show, WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:26 WTMJ, 53 degrees. High today is going to be 61. Some isolated showers this afternoon and tonight. What?
Zen music. Yes. Listen to that. That's why they want me to say Zoetry in Isla Mujeres. I got a text from one of my friends. You should be mentioning Zoetry in Isla Mujeres. It is a spa resort and you would be zen.
So we've been taking yoga for about a year and I'm like just starting to get it.
Seriously?
It's been the game changer for me for 2019. It just has helped so much.
Oh my gosh.
I want to find a resort where we have like 3-hour yoga classes. That's what I want to find.
There's spa resorts like that everywhere.
Well, that's why I'm here, my dear.
I know. We'll pick out a spot and get you there.
414-799-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Yeah, there's many times in an hour-long class, it's like, okay, I'm just getting there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, some text questions. Hey, Rose, my wife and I are touring Alaska with Fox next June. Would like to spend an extra day in Vancouver. Any hotel suggestions? First off, Vancouver, fantastic city, right?
Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely great. Now, of course, the cruise lines are going to recommend Pan Pacific, which is like a number one five-star hotel. There's also a Fairmont that you could be staying at. There's a beautiful Westin that you could be staying at. And then really in that neck of the woods where you would just be headquartered and then go off and do Stanley Park and all the stuff that you want to do, there's a Comfort Inn, there's a Hampton, there's a couple of really good ones. So absolutely, again, talk to your advisor that you booked your group travel with, and they can help you with that. Now, that brings me to something that I need to point out, because I'm getting text messages from my friend Colleen, who's reminding me that for those of you who have made the leap and booked 2020 Alaska, great. Thank you. You're doing the right thing. We've got until the 31st of October, until all those wonderful on-stage promotions and discounts and everything go away. And so if you want to take advantage of shipboard credits, she's seeing some shipboard credits up to $400, which is crazy. We've got some Denali dollars for you. If you're doing the Yukon, there's some Dawson dollars for you. All of that goes away on the 31st of October. So if you're sitting on the fence debating about whether or not you're going to do Alaska in 2020, now is the time for action.
Okay, so yeah. Do it. We took a question from my, you know what, actually, I'm going to, we had a text, somebody, little feedback on an area of Mexico, but let's get to the phones first. Keith in Grafton. Hey, Keith.
Hi. I have a quick question for you. I've got a good friend from Hamburg, Germany. Each year we take a trip back and forth, either U.S. or in Europe. And this year we're excited kind of last minute to go to Bratislava, Slovakia. I wonder if you have any, if we're going to stay there about 5-6 days, and just wondering if you have any ideas of what to do in that area and weather this time of the year, I think, is pretty decent.
So you're leaving soon?
Yeah, we're leaving next weekend.
So right now, I do know that it's the weather is starting to turn a little bit like ours. So make sure that you bring some clothing that will be adaptable to that kind of a thing, because it's starting to kind of cool off a little bit during the night. So make sure that you do that. Bratislava probably would give you about 3 days worth of stuff to do. You may have to end up taking some day trips out, because it's kind of a romantic little city. It's historical. There are street artists and there's lots of cool cafes and fun places to hang out. But if you're looking to see, that area, you just want to basically probably get some day trips booked as well. You go up to the Bratislava Castle, which is something that you can do. Supposedly, and I don't know too much about this, you might have to dig a little bit, but one of the guests that was with me in Bratislava this past August told me that there's some big UFO stuff going on there. So I don't know. You may want to check into that a little bit. For the most part, everybody speaks English, and it's pretty easy to get around. But 3, 4, 5 days, Old Town Hall, a couple of museums, and then you may want to get some day trips to go out to. You could even actually go as far as Vienna if you wanted to.
Cool. Good luck with that one, Keith. If you need help, give Fox a call, and they can set you up.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 9:35 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. Rose Gray is here. My name is Danny Clayton. We're at 414-799-1620. Hackett and Mortgage Talk and Text Line. A couple of texts that have rolled in earlier. Michael from Waukesha called, and he was asking about a couple of different regions in Mexico. And you were talking about just kind of the differences. So let me get the chronology right. So Cancun, right? And then
right. So that's where you fly into.
Right.
So,
but Cancun was the first area that got developed, right?
But yeah, now we're looking at probably about 50 years ago. Yep.
Oh, then there was Playa del Carmen?
Yep. And then we had to go a little south, and we start getting down into the Riviera Maya, as they call it.
And then you said this newish area
is up north. And that's Isla Mujeres, and that's kind of around the corner, if you will. And so there's lots of stuff going on as far as development is concerned, because they want to attract the same visitors. They want repeat customers to come back, but they're not going to keep coming to the same area. Yeah. So,
and some people dig just sitting on the beach and just vegging.
Yeah.
I mean, they really like that. Michael wanted to be a little bit more active. And then you were kind of talking about the differences. And somebody just texted in, Rose, we just returned from the Valentin, outside of Playa. It was fabulous. And the beach is totally better than the Royal Dorado Maroma. Again, that's her opinion.
Yep.
Last year, we stayed at the El Dorado Maroma, sleepy kind of place, a little disappointed in the beach. We were there February of last year. So sleepy for many is what they'd want.
Right.
What would be a difference in beaches?
Well, so I'm not really sure if this is a reference to this creepy seaweed that has a name. It starts with an S as well. And they have been battling this in this region for a long time. Many of these resorts have these crazy little contraptions that go back and forth along the beach. Some of them are actually remote controlled operated, and some of them actually have a person sitting on them. And they rake up this horrible seaweed, grassy stuff.
Hey, that's God's creation. What are you talking
about? No, it's horrible, because then as it begins to rot, it smells awful, and it has ruined some people's vacations. So I'm not sure if that is the reference, or if they're talking about the actual maybe depth of the beach or length of the beach, because the Maroma Beach is actually always listed in Condé Nast, Travel and Leisure's top 10 beaches of the world. So maybe the portion of the beach that's right there by Maroma isn't great, but the Maroma Marina, where you do all these ATVing and two-man speedboats and all that kind of stuff, that's a pretty amazing beach. Now, I haven't been there in about 3 years, but yeah, it's a pretty amazing beach. So
Sargassum is the seaweed.
Thank you. Say it again.
Sargassum.
And gas is the critical
two
part
S's,
of that.
Yes.
Because what happens is they have to remove it. They got to get somebody to get truckloads of it off the property, or it sits in mounds on the beach and smells bad.
It grows that fast?
They can't control it. They cannot control it.
It's going to win.
It will. New mankind will win.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's 9:39. Let's take a break. Going to talk about Italy next. Patty in Milwaukee, stand by. If you want to join us, anybody else, welcome at 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:43 at WTMJ. World Travel Show is on the air. My name is Danny Clayton. There's Rose Gray. It is Saturday. It's October 19th. And let's talk about Italy. That's where Patty is going in Milwaukee. Hey, Patty.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. I need info on Italy and when is the best time to go?
Well, there's so many things to consider. Italy is a very long boot-like country, and it sort of depends on where you hope to go.
That we don't really know. We do come to Fox World Travel. We have a travel agent there that we would talk to, but I just want some more information, like where is the best place to go?
Yeah, it's impossible for me to tell you that, because Here's the thing. First of all, my favorite time to go to Italy in general is September and October.
Okay.
Crowds are down by far. It's harvest season. If you get a little bit later into September, it's harvesting of olives and harvesting of grapes. So that's a very cool time to be there. What you want to be very cautious of as you begin your planning stages with your travel consultant at Fox is how much time can you devote to this particular trip?
Okay. I was thinking like maybe a week and a half, too.
Yeah. So the more time you can give to this trip, the more things you can see. Italy is gigantic, and it is so incredibly diverse. So the northern part of Italy is very, very different than the very, very southern part. Do you want to see the Amalfi Coast? Do you feel like you need to see Venice and Florence and Rome, the three biggies that everybody is usually very wanting to see? Are you hoping to do this on an individual basis, or are you hoping to do this with a group trip?
I was thinking group trip which I think would be better.
Yep. So the best thing that you could possibly do at this point in time is take a look at our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, go to the groups page, and there are a couple of Italy trips planned for 2020. And so you may want to see what they're doing. And if that fits into your schedule, that would be awesome. And then if they don't fit into your schedule, at least you could see who's the vendor, which travel partner are we using. And I like that itinerary, but I have to change the dates a little bit. So there's one, for example, in May, which is called Italian Treasures, which is an absolutely phenomenal trip. That's with our friends at Globus. And you see almost everything I described to you, and maybe even a little bit more. So that's kind of a good way to do it. And then you may just want to stay tuned because we may have a couple more that we're adding on. But pretty much we're already starting for 2021. So if you see something on that page that you like, but the timing doesn't work out, find out who we're using. And then you can find that same trip. Probably a few customizations might not be on it, but you can find that same trip probably with that same vendor.
Cool. Patty, thank you very much. Text question. Hey, Rose, can you share about Turks and Caicos? We're heading there in November. So that's a string of islands, right?
Right.
String of islands. It is north of the Dominican Republic, kind of east of Cuba. Looks like nice placement.
It is very nice placement. What ended up happening was, do you recall that there was a hurricane there not too long ago? And so as they're starting to look at various resorts that they may want to go and visit, they want to make sure that they're double checking to see that there's been a great deal of refurbishment taking place and that they're all it's all back on par. It is known very much for snorkeling. It is one of the top 10 snorkeling destinations usually listed in Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure and all of the people that do that kind of a ranking rating type thing.
It's got a 14-mile barrier reef, so for sure.
Absolutely. The one place that many people are familiar with when we talk about Turks and Caicos is Beaches Turks and Caicos, because that's the family version of Sandals. And so that's the one people ask us about the most, but there are some absolutely outstanding resorts there that are not necessarily part of that program, and maybe you don't want an all-inclusive in Turks and Caicos. There are also some great condominiums that you can get there as well. So beautiful destination. Whatever resort that you do decide on or condo, you just want to double check to make sure that it's rebounded nicely from the hurricane.
Okay. From the text line, hey, Rose, my wife and I are going to the Divi all-inclusive resort in Aruba for our first time. Nice. Any suggestions about things to do or see? And what about safety issues? Again, in Aruba. What do you know about Divi?
It's a chain that's very well known throughout Aruba, Barbados. We don't hear about them too much as we get into the more northern realms of the Caribbean, and then one day that might change. It's one of the most well-known resorts in Aruba. Aruba is a very different type of island. It is somewhat arid, and there are cacti that grow on Aruba, which always makes everybody kind of laugh because you think of palm trees and you think of that kind of thing. Gambling was really, really big in Aruba for a long, long time. It attracted people from the East Coast because, like we go to Cancun, people from the East Coast went to Aruba. And so great beaches, great, great snorkeling, great, great water sports, sailing, kayaking, all of that kind of thing.
It's way down there.
Way down there. One thing to remember about Aruba is that the winds there, the trade winds there are very, very strong. And so on occasion, people come back and go, wow, I had to wear my sunglasses all the time because it was so gritty. The sand kind of blew up in my face a lot. So it is a very dry, arid type area. It's very far south. It is usually not considered part of the hurricane belt. And so when people are looking to go someplace September and October and they want to try to have some reassurance that their trip won't be affected by a hurricane, they oftentimes will choose Aruba, Barbados, or Curacao.
Yeah. So when we said way down there, I mean, it's like barely off the coast
of
Venezuela.
It's almost touching South America. Yep.
Okay. And then before we go to break, text question, highly recommend Insight Best of Italy.
So, I mean, there are so many companies that do great Italy trips. And this is why you need to use a travel consultant at Fox World Travel so they can steer you in the right direction, ask you the right questions, and put you on a vacation that is exactly what you're looking for.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Hey, got any questions? Join us at 414-799-1620, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. But we need to talk about deadlines because deadlines are coming up and they're important. That's next on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:53 at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show. And after 10 o'clock, Annex Wealth Management and Money Talk. Stick around for that. 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Deadlines. So we had some pretty sweet stuff. but it's some of that's going to expire.
It is. It absolutely is. You know, I hate to do this, but here's a one way to remember what this deadline is. It's October 31st. It's Halloween. So that is when the deals and the promotions and the great things we work so hard at Fox World Travel to get for our customers go away on our Alaska trips, but they also go away on so many of our Insight Vacations and UniWorld river cruises for next year. For those of you who were at the World Tour Showcase in either Green Bay or Milwaukee, you already know that when we are talking about the Dave Spano trip, Castles Along the Rhine, the John McGivern trip, Burgundy and Provence, Jeff Wagner's, who practically doesn't have any space left on it, so if you're interested, you need to get on it, Enchanting Danube. We're talking of savings up to $600 per person if you book by the 31st of October. But the only way to... there's no extension. I can look into my crystal ball and tell you nobody's extending these.
You've seen this movie before.
I have this movie before. So now is the time to take some action. We have also got some great things going on with our good friends at Avalon, Burgundy and Provence, German Grandeur, Legendary Danube, Blue Danube. All of these things, everything is ending at the end of the month. And so when I find out later that people didn't get the shipboard credits or didn't get the early booking discount or didn't book the pay, get the pay in full discount because they didn't know about that deadline, it makes me very sad.
No, we don't want that.
No.
Let's go to Burlington. Hey, Sharon.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I'm going on a trip with a friend, and they're booking the whole thing, but their travel insurance isn't included. So I'm wondering if there's an agency I could go to that I could buy it on my own?
Yes, absolutely. So the best thing to do is go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. And then we use a company called Travel Guard, and we have had great, great, great luck with them. And when you go to resources at the top of our page, one of those resources is travel insurance. And what's pretty cool about this whole process is you can actually get a quote and not hit the buy button instantly. You have some time to think about it because there are certain things that are included that you may want to go over, maybe reading through it, or you can also call one of our offices, 866-GO-FOX-GO. They open at 10 o'clock and give them the details and they can get you that same quote. These quotes are based on your age and the cost of the trip or what it is that you're hoping to cover. So okay. They can, absolutely wonderful. I'm telling you, I have seen them in action. They are an AIG company, Travel Guard. I've seen them in action. I've seen the results of people who have had to put in claims, and this is who we go with year in and year out. We review it at Fox World Travel on a yearly basis, but we've had a longstanding relationship with them.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sure.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bunch of text questions real quick. We're looking at going to Banff, Jasper with caravan tours. Good choice, question mark?
Thanks, yeah. Mark. We don't talk about caravan as much as we used to for a couple of different reasons, but they're a good tour company that when it comes to certain areas of the world and that particular northwest area of our world is pretty well done by caravan. They're a great company and absolutely.
Okay. Going to D.C. in April, want to go to Mount Vernon. What's the best way to see Mount Vernon?
Well, there's so many different ways to do it. It's drivable, of course, from that area. There's a museum there. There is a, you can go into the mansion itself. There's a couple different passes you can buy that get you all of the various things that you want to do. So you kind of got to go onto that website and figure out how it is that you want to do it. And again, how much time you can devote to that.
Okay, that does it for our show for today, folks. Again, any questions, the website Fox World Travel is fantastic. We recommend it. Many of the offices will open in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. So
yeah, exactly.
That would be quick enough. Anything we need to know before
I'm just telling everybody about that deadline. Don't let it come and go and you did nothing.
Okay. When do you leave next?
Not for a really long time.
Okay. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I got something in next week. All right, folks. Thank you for listening. See ya.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.